Well, hello, everybody, and time now for our Community Corner on KKWC for a Tuesday. Pat Powers here with you today. We have some great things coming up with the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. With a smile on her face, we have Anna Woodward from the Chamber. Anna, very good day to you.
Hello, Pat. Thank you very much for having me today.
Absolutely. So we got something in time for where now we're all done with Easter and the family events and so forth. We have something very, very special, Anna, that's coming up this Saturday, the 26th. Why don't you fill us in on that?
This Saturday, we will be hosting our Spring Sip and Shop. So this is shop hop-like event, open house, featuring many of our downtown retailers outside of the Webster City area as well. Each of the retailers will be open extended hours, so doors open at 10 a.m. and they will be open until 3 p.m.
And it's all going to kick off, as you say, at 10 a.m., but there's going to be something very special happening at the Church of Christ in Webster City.
We'll be kicking the day off with a charcuterie breakfast along with a sip and paint activity.
Okay. And there'll be other activities, too, going on. I thought you saved the day with that flyer you gave me.
Yes. So just going back to the sip and paint real quick, Pat, I really wanted to highlight that. We have the volunteer help of our chamber ambassador, Renee McDonald. She's going to be leading the attendees on the sip and paint activity, where each attendee will be able to pick a design that reflects springtime of their choice. And this is sponsored by MediaCom. Please join us. It's 9 a.m. We have a registration link live. However, registration is not required, but we do appreciate it.
And there is a charge, I believe, for that too, Anna, for the event there at the Church of Christ.
Yes, $5 for the breakfast and the paint and sip activity.
All right. And that will run basically to about, what, noon or so on Saturday there at the Church of Christ?
We expect the breakfast to last about an hour.
An hour, okay.
Just a nice kickoff of our main events, which is really the stores being open, highlighting their new spring goods. I know that they're feeling awfully colorful with the spring colors, and so this was the perfect time to really kick off, you know, our summer season with the highlight of spring.
Yeah, I know the next few months will be very busy with Webster City Chamber of Commerce with a host of activities. So the stores will be open from, what, 10 a.m. until, what, 3 p.m.?
All stores participating will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For many, that is extended hours.
All right, coming up this Saturday, the 26th, that's in downtown Webster City for the big spring sip and shop, okay?
Pat, if you don't mind, I'd also just like to highlight a few things we'll have going on throughout the day.
Sure.
Aside from the breakfast, Osweiler's Fashions will be offering 20% off store-wide. So that includes new merchandise and also all non-seasonal goods as well. They'll also have models with modeling their newest spring fashions in store. So they'll actually be walking around inside Osweiler's and able to talk about the different outfits that they're wearing.
Okay, cool. I also see that across the street at the Wildcat Distilling Company, they have something going on too.
Yes, I'm really excited about that. For this event, we've also participated or partnered with Wildcat Distilling Co. They're going to be offering a drink demonstration. So each attendee can choose which drink they would like to create on their own. And that's going to be led by an experienced bartender. There's also no cost to participate in the drink demonstration. So those are absolutely free. We do need you to RSVP for those. And that registration is online on our website.
All right. And also there's activities ranging from the Cat Hut in Webster City. They're making Pink Panther mocktails and adoption specials too.
Yes, and then Country Twist Boutique is going to be modeling their in-store fashions and have cookies from Katie's Ultimate Sweets for their customers.
And Gilbert Jewelers with wine spritzers all day until 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Their favorite wine spritzers from Ladies Night Out as well.
Yep, and let's see, we got Interior Spaces with Kevin and the crew with new spring merchandise will be a part of it, and the Produce Street Pottery in Webster City with Mo Siemens and the crew. You can treat yourself to a mug cake dessert.
Have you ever had one of Mo's mug cakes, Pat?
No, I have not.
They're absolutely fabulous. It's just like a nice, warm cake. made in one of her coffee mugs, and it's just a really nice treat that she makes for her guests.
Mm-hmm. And all the way from Stanhope, we have Polly's Garden Center. Is that here in Webster City now, or is it still down in Stanhope?
Polly's Garden Center is in Stanhope.
Okay, just want to make sure.
She's going
to
be kicking off her spring season on Wednesday, April 24th.
That would be the 23rd.
Thursday, April 24th. That'll be her opening day. So this Saturday will be her opening weekend. So please go down and check out her new goods.
Mm-hmm. Jane Young House will have an open house also on Saturday. They normally do that on the the last Saturday of the month. And Kendall Young Library, with Ken and the crew, they're having a free tree giveaway. And at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, it's their annual rummage sale. And that's going on from 8 until noon there at the Congo.
There's all kinds of finds to find at those rummage sales. I know they look forward to that event twice a year. I also want to mention Jane Young House is really excited to debut their new kitchen, which they've been working on all spring. That'll be finished and able to be toured by attendees.
Neat. That's all happening Saturday in Webster City, as all a part of the spring sip and shop. That'll be underway from 10 until 3. But again, it'll be kickoff with a breakfast there at the Church of Christ in Webster City. Registration will be at $5 for that event on Saturday. So we've ended. Anything else have we missed for this coming Saturday there, Anna?
I just wanted to add, we've just loaded on our website, visit WebsterCityIowa.com. Mm-hmm. Itineraries on different ideas on how to stack your day.
Talking with Anna Woodward from the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce. We got that coming up Saturday. Now we have something big in just over a month, and that is the Junk Fest that's coming to the to Webster City downtown, I believe.
That's right. Junk Fest is returning downtown. We want to make sure that everyone is aware of our new location. That was a decision made by the Chamber Board. They felt like it was very important to support our downtown retailers and restaurants that work hard every day to drive traffic into their locations. With that, I'd also like to highlight that includes free admission and free parking. So there will be no more entrance fee for Junk Fest.
All right, that's good news for those fans of Junk Fest. That's been going on now since last 10, 15 years. With the exception of about 5 years ago, they had to disrupt the Junk Fest, but that's going to be in downtown Webster City, and it's going to be a one-day-only event this year.
Saturday, May 24th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. will be at Junk Fest. Wildcat Distilling Co. will be hosting a pre-Junk Fest party on Friday, May 23rd, and also a Junk Fest after party in the evening of Saturday, May 24th. So there will be things going on all weekend long, plus our theater will be open as well with showtimes.
Yes, and matter of fact, I'm supposed to do an interview with both Jeff Pinkle and Kay Ross, who's with the Hero Organization. This is just marvelous, marvelous news in Webster City when the return of the Webster Theater on May 2nd.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we're only a couple weeks away, Pat.
That's right. Another week from this coming Friday is when that takes place. I've had people ask me, what's going to be the film? We have no idea what the film's going to be, but I'm sure we'll find out, too, from our friends at Hero in the coming days.
Nothing like the suspense.
Yes. Yes, suspense and all that stuff. So, again, that's coming up on May 24th for the Junk Fest. It's also sponsored by the Trash Man, too, I believe, as I'm looking at the flyer in front of me.
Yes, we're excited to continue our partnership with the Trash Man. He's sponsoring our Junk Fest again this year for 2025. So we appreciate all the support and contributions from each of our sponsors. These community events really wouldn't be possible without them.
Very good. I know in the near future there, Anna, we'll be talking about another big event in Webster City. It's the return of Market Night coming up, I believe, on that last Thursday in May. And that'll continue on through about the end of August. So we'll talk more about that with what's coming up this year for Junk Fest. Not Junk Fest, but Market Night.
That sounds great, Pat. We're excited for Webster City Market Nights. Mm-hmm. As many of you have heard, we're kicking it off a week early this year. So our first Market Nights is actually in May. So
right.
May
right.
29th.
May 29th. That's be the date for Market Fest. And we'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. But again, be a part of the Spring Sip and Shop coming up this Saturday to be held at different locations around Webster City. You can find out more by visiting the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and website. And then Junk Fest coming up on May 24th in downtown Webster City. It's a one-day-only affair. And the best thing about it, it is absolutely free parking for that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Please come down.
Anything else for the good of the cause there, Anna?
I hope to see everyone out and about this Saturday. In addition to our spring sip and shop, we will also have our political forum at 11 a.m. That will be at Iowa Central. And Representative Latham and Senator Guth will be in town to hear from constituents.
Very good. That's coming up Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Charles Vick Center at ICC in Webster City. That's Iowa Central Community College. Anna Woodward, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me today, Pat.